This is Nursing in America. This is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. Denise returns to talk about the time frame of the process of obtaining the EB-3 green card and clarifies how you should approach the situation of being approved by multiple sponsors.
Well, there's a lot that goes into the process behind the scenes as far as putting the case together with the employer. Part of it is called, and we will talk about it in a little bit, a prevailing wage determination that we have to request from the Department of Labor. And typically that takes about 5 months. And then after we have the prevailing wage determination, we submit the case to immigration, and that takes about 15 days. So calculate about 6 months there. And then immigration notifies the National Visa Center, an organization that puts together the appointment at the U.S. consulate, and that could take another 2 months. So I would say altogether, for those of you that have a priority date current, it will take a little bit less than a year.
Okay, so there you heard it. From the expert, Denise Gavica-Perez has spoken about a year. Last question, just generally about the green card. We have a question from Grace Ann that was sent to me earlier, and she's asking, are you allowed to get separate EB-3 sponsorships from different hospitals at the same time? This is a bit of a tricky question. What will your answer be on that one, Denise?
Well, you can be sponsored by multiple employers, but ultimately you have to have the intent of joining one. You have to have the intent of working with them full time and permanently, and they have to have the intent of hiring you permanently. So if you are at the point of the process where you have multiple petitions approved, you have to select one because of the fact that intent is a key issue when it comes to permanent residence. You have to be, once you attend your interview, at the time of the interview, you're telling a U.S. government official that you intend to join Hospital A specifically, not multiple hospitals. But bottom line, you could have multiple sponsors and then select from the sponsors as to which one you would like to join permanently.
And, you know, Grace, and the one thing that I would just add, having been in recruitment for many, many years and done both through international nurses for many years, I think it's also important, you know, there's obviously the technical piece of it, as Denise has just explained to you, but I think there also is the ethical part of it, because it's very costly for an employer to spend money on your EB-3 green card. And as Denise said, it's about intention. So I would just encourage you to make your decision, ask questions. We're going to talk a little bit about that further in the show, but really intend to go into it in the same way as you would to any relationship, or it's like a marriage. You know, if the employer is paying for your green card, you want to show them that you are just as committed and dedicated and that you are solely going to be interested in them. So I think that's what I would just add from a recruitment perspective.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Thank you for listening.